Friends, I have but one other thing to share with you tonight, which is part of my responsibility as rabbi of this congregation. Fall is nearly here. School is starting. Actually, a question. When you are a student, what do you do before you have a big test? Study. Good. What do you do if you're a student athlete before you have a big game? You practice, and on that day, right before the game starts, what do? You stretch. You warm up. Did you say pray? I'll take that answer too. Right? Or if you have a big presentation at work, grown-ups, what is it that you do before that? You practice it. You'll review it. You'll look over it, right? Or if you're going to have, an important conversation with someone or a difficult discussion, does anybody rehearse that in their minds beforehand? Practice that a little bit? Well, my friends, I'm the one here to tell you, we have a big test, a big game, a big presentation, a big discussion coming up very soon. The Yamim Noraim, the days of awe, the high holy days are nearly here. We are tested on who we were and who we hope to become. We're challenged to play fairly and to do our best. We're called to present to ourselves and to God our shortcomings and our goals. We're engaged in conversation with our innermost selves, with each other, and with God. And so, friends, we need to prepare. Fortunately, the rabbis who tell us, by the way, you cannot cram for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? It takes too much preparation. So the rabbis tell us we can take a whole month, the Hebrew month of Elul. We're still at the beginning of Elul. Today starts the ninth day of Elul. So, friends, you have time to get ready. And I'd be remiss as your rabbi if I didn't help you prepare. So a quick practice of some of the important preparations that we will need in Elul. The whole purpose is to prepare for teshuvah. Usually we translate that as repentance, but there's another definition for it. Could I have everybody who's under the age of 13 to stand up where they are? And I want you to face this way right down towards me. Great. And now I want you to face towards that wall. And now I want you to face towards the back wall. And now I want you to face towards the side wall, the other side wall. Keep turning around. And now face back towards me. Friends, thank you very much. You can sit down. We didn't even practice that. Awesome. Look how great they were. That is actually related to the word for teshuva. The word teshuva has its Hebrew root teshuv, to turn, to return, to turn around, to turn away from what we have done wrong this past year and turn towards what we will do right in the year ahead, to turn away from where we've gone astray and turn back to the right path. That's the purpose of teshuva. That's the purpose of Elul, to get us ready to do that important work during the high holy days. During Elul, there are some who sound the shofar every morning, except on Shabbat, to wake us up, as the shofar is wont to do. There are those who add a special prayer called Slichot to our morning and evening services. And there's a special Slichot service, especially here in America. Late night on the Saturday of the week before Rosh Hashanah, we say our prayers asking for forgiveness. We have a unique opportunity, this particular Slichot, on Saturday night, the 9th of September. So in just a couple of weeks, we are going to be preparing for the high holidays with Meryl Streep on film, and Albert Brooks as well. We're going to watch a movie called Defending Your Life. Did anyone ever see that movie? Oh, if you've seen it, great, come and see it again. If you haven't seen it yet, you should definitely not miss this. It's an opportunity. We'll come and we'll share it together. We'll watch the film. We'll discuss its high holiday themes. It's got good stuff in it. And then at 9:30, we'll have a special late night Slichot service here in the sanctuary. We'll take our Torah mantles and change them from the bright, colorful ones to the white ones for the holy days, and be ready and help us prepare. Most importantly, during the month of Elul, is to take the time that we need to do the introspection and reflection, the repentance, the teshuvah, the turning and returning that we need to do. So two introspection activities to help you with, and let's put the slide up right here. Maimonides, our great teacher Moses Maimonides, said there are five steps to take for teshuvah. One, recognize what you have done wrong. That's not always so easy to do, but hopefully we can at least recognize that. Two, take responsibility for our actions and acknowledge this responsibility to ourselves and to others. Three, take steps to repair the situation. Anyone who you have hurt, any situation that has a tear in it, to go and try and repair that situation in this time of preparation. Four, take steps to grow and to learn from the situation, to make amends, number three, but also to grow and to move beyond, number four. And Maimonides taught, number five, the way you know that you truly have done teshuva is that if you are confronted with the same situation again, you make a different choice. That instead of going down the wrong path, having done these other steps, we'll go down the right path instead. I'll publish this again. We'll put it on our website. I'll send it out as a worksheet for those of you who want to do these five steps at home. And there's one other thing that we're going to practice here in the month of Elul. I need you to turn to a partner, someone sitting next to you. You're going to look at them, and you're going to practice saying these words. Repeat after me. I am sorry. Very important to be able to say that. Oh, and the other person needs to be able to say these words. Ready? I forgive you. Ah, excellent. If we really had enough time, I'd make you find new partners and practice, but you get the idea. In this month of Elul, we check up on ourselves, we check in with ourselves, we see how we are doing. We find where we need to make teshuva, a returning, a repairing, and where we need to be able to say those words that we practiced, I am sorry, and be able to hear and to say, I forgive you. Let's do the hard work this month of looking within ourselves and knowing ourselves truly, of making amends with others, making amends with ourselves, and making amends with God. And when we do that, we will prepare for this successful season of revival, renewal, of change and growth. May our turning during these days turn us towards a good new year. Shabbat Shalom.